Ladies and gentlemen, please make welcome to the Festy, Chris Jones and the Night Drivers.
If there was love, I guess I missed it. Somewhere between our first kiss and our last goodbye. And if it was, I'll just resist it. Anytime I'm tempted to give it one more try. If that was love, you came to me, it seemed from out of nowhere. And to nowhere quickly you returned. While what you'd called your undying love turned out to be one more lesson learned. If that was love, I guess I missed it. Somewhere between our first kiss and our last goodbye. And if it was, I'll just resist it. Anytime I'm tempted, give it one more try. If that was love. Turn the pages as you read me like an open book. But once you decided the story was through, you put me down without a second look. If that was love, I guess I missed it. Somewhere between our first kiss and our last goodbye. And if it was, I'll just resist it. Anytime I'm tempted, give it one more try, if that is love. If that was love, I guess I missed it. Somewhere between our first kiss and our last goodbye. Anytime I'm tempted, give it one more try, if that was love. Always on the go. Now I feel no doubt, deep river. I can't come on, I've had enough. Gonna dive to your bottom, deep river. Diving in, I'm not coming up. I would let you rock me to sleep. Somewhere down the stream I anchor in the port of broken dreams. Now I feel no down deep river. I can't come on, I've had enough. Gonna dive to the bottom deep river. Diving in, I'm not coming up. Thank you. Diving in, I'm not coming up. I'm diving in, I'm not coming up. Hey, good afternoon. I was tempted to say good morning, but my body is in the mountain time zone. So, anyway. Thank you all for being here. Our first time at the Festi. Yeah. We love it. We love it so far. Anyway, that's an old bluegrass number, and we start off with a thing we wrote called If That Was Love. And I wanted to introduce some of the band members to you since we haven't been here before. We don't have time to introduce everybody. We just some. Yeah, we have some limitations here. But let's start off with the guy over here with the largest instrument, and he's a guy who, well, he's a not only a great bass player, but he's a wonderful songwriter. Wrote a whole bunch of songs on the String Dusters' latest release, and good friend of the band, and getting songs recorded by all sorts of different people, and he lets us do some of them too. We're going to do one of his right now, or one that we wrote together. And this guy is also recently he's gone way up into bluegrass politics. He's now the chairman of the board, or el presidente,
the grand poobah,
the illustrious potentate
of the International Bluegrass Music Association. This is John Weisberger.
Thank you. Thanks.
What this? Just to explain what that means. He talks on the phone a lot as we head down the road, and we hear a lot of things we probably shouldn't hear. And now, in order for us to talk to him, we have to request an audience. So,
really, the only condition is just as long as you're always facing me, it's okay. When you leave, we're gonna do a song, as Chris said, and this is a little kind of appropriate actually for the venue. This is a couple years ago. I got asked. Got involved in writing some songs for a collection of new songs about the Civil War, and wrote a bunch of songs for that called the 1861 Project, and people really seemed to like that. So I came back and wrote some more for another album. We did not call it the 1862 Project. We called it the 1861 Project Volume 2, and it focuses on the Irish-American experience in the Civil War. There were a lot of Irish Americans on both sides of the war, so there are a lot of good stories. In this one, we kind of imagined a young fellow from Ireland who's fighting on the Union side in Virginia. So you'll notice in the middle there's a line about Virginia Knights that you want to pay close attention to. He's writing back home, and it's called Letters to Brenda.
Trust this finds you well. I'm writing you now as a soldier. I joined the Federal Army back in May. Today I feel a whole lot older. The first time I parsed something good. 3 meals a day and getting paid. Washington's a lovely place to be, but tomorrow we're finally on our way. I'm sending you this letter far across the ocean tides into the harbor of our little town. Along the old oak road, past the churchyard in the rain, down two steps and up the narrow lane. Dear Brendan, I hope this finds you well. I miss you now, you'd ever know. Not a sign this war is ending soon. didn't know Virginia nights could be so cold. More often now my thoughts have turned to home, and the days we walked by the shore, the fields and meadows that we roamed. I'm afraid I won't be walking anymore. I'm sending you this letter far across the ocean tides, to the harbor of our little town. Along the old oak road, past the churchyard in the rain, down two steps and up the narrow lane. I'm sending you this letter far across the ocean tides, into the harbor of our little town. Along the old oak road, past the churchyard in the rain, down two steps and up the narrow lane. Down two steps and up the narrow lane.
John Weisberger on the pen. Virginia nights aren't that cold, are they? Yeah, they are. Well, folks, the guy playing the banjo. Yeah. He's got all sorts of talents we're going to gradually expose to you. Let me rephrase that. Anyway, he's a great musician. Been in the band about 10 years now, and he and I also work together over Sirius XM. And he's...
A few Bluegrass Junction listeners out there. I'm just going to go out on a limb here. Any Derailed listeners out there?
This is where they
he's got a tune for you. Nice hand, if you will, for Baltimore's own Ned Lubarecki.
Well, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, music lovers. Here's a tune that I wrote a long time ago. I used to play in a band from around these parts called Paul Adkins and the Borderline Band. Anybody remember that band? Somebody, one person, yeah. That explains that record we sold back in 1986, I think it was.
We have actually the president of the Paul Adkins fan club is here.
That's Paul's dad. Yeah. Hey, that's right. But I wrote this banjo tune back then, and I've been doing it ever since. This one's actually on my Netsky solo. But no, it's on an album that's out of print, so you can't buy this.
Listen carefully.
But many of the same notes are on my record. I named this one after a road sign that I saw. I was traveling west on I-66 out of Washington, D.C. How many people have done that before in their lives, you know? So you know what a madhouse that can be depending on time of day. And every quarter of a mile, they have a place where you can pull over and get out of the way and let the other better-armed passengers out of your way. And it's called an emergency pull-off, and that just said banjo tune to me. So this is emergency pull-off.
Thank you.
Nice to see everybody out there festering already at this point in the day.
I'm going to make a request you don't often hear, but I could hear just a little more banjo. See, man? It happens. We were playing in East Tennessee yesterday. We actually put four microphones on a banjo. Only one of them was working, but it was kind of for effect. Singing original here from a CD of ours we did a few years ago, and this is about leaving town and being happy about it. It's a little thing called A Cloud of Dust. Always tried to be the patient one, see it through to the end. I was slow to see love gone wrong, face the cards in my hand. But there comes a time to cash it in, take a different track. The time for me just came today, and I'm never looking back. Finally had enough foolish games, pain and broken trust. Did not leave it all behind in a cloud of dust. Still small walls. We can build our own prison walls and forget we've got a choice. Driving under this mountain moon, world never looks so bright. Dawn will break on greener fields, new life starts tonight. Finally get enough
in cloud of dust.
So much. Yeah, normally, if you see a typical show of ours, this would be the time when I do a little CD plug and, you know, mention that we have CDs for sale over there, you know. But I think we'll just skip that, you know. We've got a limited time. We're only doing one show, except you will be around for the gospel thing tomorrow morning.
Yes.
So we'll just skip over the whole commercial.
It's wise call.
Now, if I had time, what I would have said is that we have some CDs over in the merchandise tent that we're going to sign after, as soon as we're done. And we've got our latest one that just came out a couple of months ago. And these guys have solo projects. That's what I would have said. Anyway, I want to introduce the guy who we traveled the farthest to find. We had to go all the way to southern Germany to locate him.
He was really lost, wasn't he?
GPS is not always as reliable as you think. But anyway, he's from Munich, Germany originally. This is Oktoberfest time for him. You feel welcome. And he now makes his home in southern Illinois. Wonderful musician. We're so glad to have him. This is Mark Stoeckel with the Met.
München steht ein Hofbräuhaus, once zog so far.
I had to do it. Thank you. I'm kind of shy, so it took me a lot to do this. So I'm shy because I'm surrounded by foreigners a lot. So. Yeah, we'd like to do a song from a movie followed by a little fiddle tune, if you don't mind. This is one where you can just lean back and feel yourself transposed into an alpine wonderland. Can you do that?
Yes.
And a little reverb on the mandolin would be great on this one, though. Ricola, that kind of.
That famous Ricola setting that all the best boards have.
Here we go. Close your eyes. Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Well, there's one guy we haven't introduced yet, and it's my job to do that. And I've been working, Ned and I, as he mentioned, have been working in this band with him for more than 10 years. And early on, I guess after, well, I guess right about the time that we joined the band, we had, hired a fiddle player and a guitar player, a fiddle player named Jeremy Garrett. And Jeremy played with us for a couple of years, along with his dad, Glenn Garrett. And, you know, as these things work, Chris has recorded a lot of songs through the years, and they kind of come in to the set list and leave the set list, and this one had left the set list, and Jeremy discovered it one day, I think, on a record, and brought it in and said, man, we ought to start doing this. And so we did a few times, and then he moved on, eventually found the String Dusters, but he took the song with him. And in 2007, it was the title track of the infamous String Dusters' first album. It won them and this guy the Song of the Year Award at the IBMA Awards that year. He wrote it together with John Pinnell. This is Chris Jones talking about Fork in the Road.
Seem to make up my mind. Don't know which way to go, and I'm sure running out of time. All alone with my suitcase in my hand, can't find my ticket to the promised land. There's a fork in the road, can't seem to make up my mind. Suitcase in my hand, can't find my ticket to the promised land. There's a fork in the road, can't seem to make up my mind. Well, there's a fork in the road, can't seem to make up my mind. Thank you.
thank you so much. Do we have any Doc Watson fans here? All right. We miss that guy so much. Of course, so many guitar players were influenced by him on the guitar. Of course, he played many instruments, and I thought he was a wonderful singer. We put a song on our new album that was one that Doc did a cappella, and Old Mountain song. We want to do it for you right now. We put a little music behind part of it, but let's go Wake Up, Little Maggie. Wake up, little Maggie. Why do you sleep so sound? Them highway robbers are coming. They're gonna tear your playhouse down. Oh, where is my little darling? That girl I love so dear. She's gone away and left me. She's a courting some other one. I got drunk in the city. Then I stumbled and fell at her door. She throwed her little arms all around me. But she bid me come back no more. Oh, where is my little darling? That girl I love so dear. She's gone away and left me. She's a courting some other one. My head bows down like the willow, and I'm lonesome like a dove. Sometimes there's tears on my pillow when I think about my love. Oh, where is my little darling? That girl I love so dear. She's gone away and left me. She's a courting some other one. Open wide, so I can hear the C&O when it rattles by. For 7 years, I paid my dues in this harvest town. I know they'll never miss me when I'm not around. Every night I had that dream running through my mind. The C&O knows just where it goes. Tonight I'm gonna ride. Coming back, didn't mean to feel that diesel power went for my face. Underneath the moonlit sky, I planned for better days. Every night I've had that dream running through my mind. Soon knows where it goes, and I'm gonna ride. Running Shadowing Rat. Thank you very much. Well, I mentioned that Ned Lubarecki had multiple talents. He's going to demonstrate one of those for you. This is something you don't hear every day. And maybe that's a good thing. But anyway, Ned.
Well, thank you, Chris. How many folks out here are fans of the great John Hartford? I thought so. Do you ever listen to any of his music backwards? Only one or two? Okay. This is a tune that I learned a long time ago. A good friend of mine named Ron Pennington had this John Hartford record, and he was spinning the record backwards on his turntable back in the days when we had turntables and records. And he recorded this backwards. We were looking for hidden messages or something like that. I don't know that we found any, but we learned how to do this song backwards. So I included this on my CD, and I recorded it doing it forward so you'd know which verse it was that I was doing. Then I do it backwards, and then because I knew you'd check, I digitally flipped it all backwards so you can hear the forward part with a backward accent and the backward part with a forward dialect. And it's complicated, but it's on there. But the song is called Boogie, and it goes like this. Hey, babe, you want a boogie? A boogie, woogie, woogie with me. Hey, babe, you want a boogie? A boogie, woogie, woogie with me. We can boogie in the house, we can boogie in the car. Come on, baby, it ain't very hard. Hey, babe, you want a boogie? A boogie, woogie, woogie with me. Now backwards. That part sounds the same backwards as it does what it just does. Trust me. Come on, everybody. Thank you. We got to do that with John Hartford one time, and it was a highlight of my life. He loved it.
Do a song that John and I wrote a couple years ago and recorded this one. It's just a song about cherishing the time we have with people around us that we love, because we never know how much time we actually have with them. And it's one called Final Farewell.
Times and we said our goodbyes, not knowing that they were the last, letting the minutes just slip through our hands, lost forever in the past. Life has a way of confounding our plans, fate has a mind of its own. One parting word might be all that we have. You won't ever know till it's gone. Hold me like you never see me again, 'cause you never can tell. Close your eyes and let's capture this moment in time, like this is our final farewell. Tender kiss to tomorrow's regret, my chance on the choices that we made. Just like a fire we can keep burning bright, leaves are slowly die away. We've all known joy when two hearts beat as one, but also the pain it can bring. Let's not take for granted this gift that we hold. Love can be a fleeting thing. Hold me like you'll never see me again, 'cause you never can tell. Close your eyes and let's count. capture this moment in time. Like this is our final farewell. Never see me again, 'cause you never can tell. Close your eyes and let's capture this moment in time. Like this is our final farewell. Close your eyes and let's capture this moment in time. Like this is our final farewell.
Thanks a lot. We're going to, as I wanted to say, we will have some CDs over at the merchandise. Ted, we're going to hang around and sign for a little bit, as long as, till our hands start cramping. And you buying CDs is only just part of the relationship we seek to build, so feel free to come by. There's only a small amount of obligation, and we'd love to have you come by and love to have a chance to talk with you. And looking forward to the rest of this day and hearing a lot of wonderful music. This is the title track of our latest album, and if anyone has ever lived in a depressing bachelor pad, you maybe understand this. This, you know, the kind with one chair, one coffee cup, and an empty pizza box, that kind of thing.
From personal experience.
Okay, no. The guy in this song is reduced to that lifestyle, and this is called Lonely Comes Easy. Welcome to my home, such as it is. You notice that I never lock the door. You found the final refuge of a wounded heart. Grab a chair or just sit on the floor. Practice makes perfect. Look around and see. Lonely comes easy to me. Oh, lonely comes easy to me. Sorry about the darkness, I'll pull up the blinds. My eyes don't adjust well to the light. You can have some coffee, here's my only cup. Please stay a while, I've got all day and night. Practice makes perfect, look around and see. Lonely comes easy to me. Oh, lonely comes easy to me. I see you found the picture, the frame's a little cracked. I'll agree, she's easy on the eyes. But I love to talk about her, but that's all in the past. You can see that I've moved on to bluer skies. Practice makes perfect. Look around and see. Lonely comes easy to me. Oh, lonely comes easy to me. Lonely comes easy to me. Oh, lonely comes easy to me. Mm-hmm. Thank you all so much. You've been wonderful. We're going to leave you with one that this is my very first recitation. It's a touching thing. If you got any extra, if you got any Kleenex with you, I recommend. It's a sad but true story about a couple of guys. Well, it's not true, but it's about a couple of guys who go over it's kind of sad. They go over a mountain pass in Colorado with a truckload of chickens, and the brakes fail as they go down. It's over the Continental Divide, and this was a trucker hit in the 70s. We decided to revive. I don't know why we decided to do it. It's on our latest album, and thank you for being here. This is called Wolf Creek Pass. Thank you.
And a one, two, three, and...
Meet Earl Hall of Chickens on a flatbed out of Wiggins. We spent all night on the uphill side of 37 miles of hell called Wolf Creek Pass, which is up on the Great Divide. We were sitting there sucking toothpicks, drinking knee-highs and onion soup mix, and I said, Earl, let's mail a cart to Mother, send them chickens on down the other side. Yeah, let's give them a ride.
Wolf Creek Pass lay upon the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side.
Earl put down his bottle and mashed his foot down on the throttle. Had a couple of booms and 1,000 cubes and a 1948 Peterbilt streamed to life. We woke up the chickens. We roared up off of that shoulder, spraying pine cones, rocks, and boulders, and put 400 head in the Rhode Island Reds and a couple of burned-out roosters on the line. Look out below, because here we go.
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side.
Well, we commenced to trucking. Them hens commenced to clucking. The Earl took out a match, scratched his pants, lit up the unused half a dollar cigar, took a puff, said, "Why ain't this pretty up here?" Said, "Earl, this hill could spill us. You better slow down or you're gonna kill us. It's one mistake and it's the pearly gates for the 85 crates of USDA-approved cluckers. You want to hit second?"
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side.
Earl grabbed onto the shifter and he stabbed her into fifth gear. Then the chromium plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. So you didn't want to screw that thing back on, Earl? He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and lit the cuff of Earl's pants, burned a hole in his sock. And I sort of set him right on fire. I looked down out of the window and I started counting phone poles, going by the rate of 4 to 7th power. I put 2 and 2 together, added 12, and carried 5. Come up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour.
Thank you.
looked at Earl and his eyes were wide. His lip was curled, his leg was fried. His hand was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I said, Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brake real soon, you're gonna have to pick us up with a stick and a spoon. Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake. The pedal went clear to the floor. Just stayed right there in the floor. He said it was sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on out, it just wasn't real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. Right in the middle of the whole damn show was a real nice tunnel, now wouldn't you know? Sign said clearance to the 12-foot line, but the chickens were stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel at 110 like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. Took that top row of chickens off slicker than scum off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and around and down, till we run out of ground at the edge of town, bashed into the side of the feed store. Downtown Pagosa Springs.
Both Creek Pass way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side.
Thank you so much. Next time.